I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Two rabbis walk into a bar. This is not a joke. It's actually a little test. When I said that, did you picture two men or women? One woman, at least? The truth is, there are lots of female rabbis here in the U.S., and that's because the more liberal traditions in Judaism have been ordaining women rabbis since the 1970s. For Orthodox Jews, though, it's a very different story. From the World's Religion Desk, here's Matthew Bell.
I've heard the same line now from several different people, and it goes like this. Everybody knows Orthodox Jewish women can't be rabbis. To address any confusion on this point, the Rabbinical Council of America has made it official. That's a group of leading Orthodox rabbis here in the U.S. And about a week ago, the RCA declared that the title of rabbi is for men only. The decision does not sit well with Talia Lakritz, so she issued a spirited response on YouTube.
I think that women's Talmud Torah is a significant achievement, as long as they don't achieve too much. You think that female rabbis are a violation of Masorah, but it sounds like nasty politics. Just a hunch.
Lakritz is an intern at Yeshivat Maharat. It's an Orthodox rabbinical school located in the Bronx that ordains women. It was founded in 2009. Graduates go on to do lots of rabbi stuff. They serve at synagogues and give sermons. They preside over rituals. They work as counselors and teachers. But most grads have decided not to take on the formal title of rabbi. Not all, though.
My name is Rabbi Lila Kasdan.
You're really a rabbi.
I really am.
When I mentioned this morning in the newsroom that I was working on a story about Orthodox women rabbis, one of my Jewish colleagues turned and said, that's an oxymoron.
Well, I would say the title rabbi might be a bit surprising and might feel new, but actually women have been in leadership roles in the Orthodox community for many, many years and really have been empowered in many ways throughout Jewish history.
And that goes back to women mentioned in the Bible, she says. As for herself, Kasdan grew up in Canada in a very religious family. As a kid, she sat with her father in the men's section of the congregation and says she loved Jewish learning.
When I was about 8 years old, I said to my grandmother, my bubby, my father's mother, I want to be a rabbi when I grow up. And my bubby said, that is not a good job for a nice Jewish girl. And
not even possible.
Not even possible. And I thought, well, but in every other area of my life, you tell me that I can do whatever I want. The expectations for me are that I go to the best universities and that I am a citizen of this world in every conceivable way. Why is this off the table?
This should not be a surprise to anyone.
Rabbi Gil Student blogs about Judaism at TorahMusings.com. He says the Rabbinical Council of America made the right decision when it prohibited the title of rabbi for Orthodox women.
This is really the lack of a change. It's following a traditional view. The ordination of women is something that traditionally has not been done. And this recent RCA decision is really just a continuation of that tradition.
Rabbi Student says Orthodox leaders recognize that the role of women has changed throughout history and that Orthodox Judaism is finding new ways for women to be religious leaders. But if women want to call themselves rabbi, he says, that means they're not really Orthodox Jews anymore. Interestingly, in Israel, Orthodox women have more freedom when it comes to rabbinical ordination. Several women have been ordained quietly by religious authorities in recent years. And this past summer, a yeshiva in Jerusalem granted two Orthodox women graduates the formal title of rabbi. Mish Hammer Kosoy is one of them.
Many people make a joke because everyone knows that a woman can't be an Orthodox rabbi. But people are so happy and people have really welcomed it. And I've been overwhelmed by people who turn to me with halachic questions, with legal questions, advising with me as a rabbi. So I feel that my services have already been utilized much more than I had ever dreamed.
As for Lila Kasdan, she says she's gotten a lot of encouragement since the latest round of controversy with the RCA. Even a few Orthodox rabbis, she says, have given her private words of support. She hopes they'll be brave enough to go on the record at some point. But for the time being, Rabbi Kasdan argues that the door is open and it's going to stay open.
Women's ordination will continue. This RCA resolution, I think it has motivated us all to really continue our work and move forward.
For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.